This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. The Missouri House has given first-round approval to the state budget for next year. As Marshall Griffin tells us from Jefferson City, Republican leaders pushed through their plan to restore higher education cuts proposed by Governor Jay Nixon by defunding a program for blind residents.
Democrats made an effort to restore funding for the blind by trying to defund new drug testing requirements for some low-income residents on state assistance. But the amendment failed on a mostly party-line vote. Democrat Sarah Lampe of Springfield, who sponsored the amendment, called this year's budget situation horrible.
Not only do we have less money in the state budget, but we have a situation in which we have higher education funding against Medicaid services.
GOP Budget Chair Ryan Silvey says they're doing the best with what money they have and that he's no longer willing to cut money from higher education. The House is scheduled to vote again on the budget Thursday and send it to the Missouri Senate. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Missouri Senate has endorsed a bill expanding the state's elder abuse law to protect older citizens from financial exploitation. The chamber gave the measure first-round approval Tuesday. The bill makes it a crime for those with authority over an elderly person to take advantage of that person's state of mind for financial gain. The provision would apply to people who have guardianship, power of attorney, or some other financial management role for seniors. If someone steals money from an elderly person that had been intended to cover nursing home expenses, a judge could order that money be paid to the home. Sponsoring Senator Kevin Engler, a Republican from Farmington, says that some senior citizens need more protection because of their age and health. The Columbia Police Department is stepping up security during spring break and asking residents to do the same with their homes. KBIA's Lee Jian Chung reports.
The department's encouraging residents to make their home look lived in to deceive would-be burglars. They suggest leaving the lights on or using a timer, arranging for the pickup of mail and newspapers, securing doors and windows, disabling garage doors, and taking expensive items with them. MU Police Department Captain Brian Weimer advises residents to be cautious with social media.
What you clearly do not want to do is post that you'll be leaving on social sites like Facebook, Twitter, others like that, because you're simply advertising that you're going to be gone.
Columbia Police spokesperson Letitia Stroyer says there are a high number of burglaries during spring break, and the department is deploying extra resources to prevent these crimes.
They will be uniformed and plain clothes. There will also be a marked and unmarked police vehicles, and they're going to be patrolling neighborhoods, particularly neighborhoods that people will be gone during spring break.
Residents who are not leaving for spring break are encouraged to inform the police if they notice any suspicious activity. Li Jianchong, KBIA News.
A Republican state senator from the St. Louis area has filed for re-election despite his displeasure with his district's new boundaries. A bipartisan commission last week approved a new map for Missouri's 34 Senate districts to reflect population changes since 2000. Some St. Louis County Republicans have expressed opposition to the new districts. Among them is Senator Jim Lemke, who has filed for a second term from the 1st District. The district covers southern St. Louis County, and Lemke says the new map gives Democrats an advantage in the area. The Missouri Senate is considering legislation that would beef up security at the state capitol. The bill would increase the number of security cameras at the state capitol and allow the governor's office of administration to hire private armed security guards if needed. It's sponsored by Democrat Robin Wright Jones of St. Louis. She filed the bill shortly after someone placed rifle target stickers outside her office and the offices of several other Democratic senators and one House Republican.
I'm asking for cameras in the hallways where the citizens of this state and other parts of the country come to visit us. And I think that's a prudent way to begin. I'm not asking for turrets with cops with guns. I'm not asking for a perimeter fence.
There are currently 20 cameras at the state capitol, mainly covering the entrances. Wright Jones' bill would add 48 more cameras with an estimated cost of more than $100,000. Some Republican senators balked at the proposal, calling it an expensive overreaction to the January incident. The bill was debated for about 2 hours Tuesday before being tabled. The Senate's only doctor continued to block a vote on a plan to create a prescription drug monitoring program for the state. Andrew Weil reports from Jefferson City.
Republican St. Joseph Senator Rob Schaff on Tuesday continued to delay a vote on a plan to create a statewide database to monitor prescription drug use. Schaff says the plan would create roadblocks in the way of patients getting the true medication they really need. Republican Farmington Senator Kevin Engler is the bill sponsor. He says the state already keeps track of prescriptions bought with insurance or through Medicaid.
The only one is ones that pay cash, the ones that are selling them primarily in the secondary market, do we not keep track.
A similar bill has already passed this year overwhelmingly in the House by vote of 143 yes to 6 no. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Andrew Weil.
The Missouri House has defeated an attempt to boost funding for the blind by cutting money that would provide treatment to welfare recipients who test positive for drugs. The House voted Tuesday to turn back the $1.1 million cut to the drug treatment program proposed by Democratic Representative Sarah Lampe of Springfield. She had argued that it was more important to restore money to a health care program for the blind. As proposed, the House budget would eliminate a $30 million program that provides medical care to about 2,800 blind people and instead set aside $6 million for a slimmed-down aid program for the blind. Lampe's amendment would have bumped up that amount. The University of Missouri's Journalism Department hosted an all-day event Tuesday to celebrate freedom of expression. The event was sponsored by the Liberty Tree Initiative, a program which aims to raise awareness of the First Amendment. Experts from the industry participated in the interactive event. Throughout the day, they discussed the problems associated with freedom of expression. Robert O'Neill is the former director of the Jefferson Center for the Protection of Free Expression. He says the day was a big success. To mark the day, the group planted a new Liberty Tree in the grounds of the university. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.